and welcome everyone to the Jeanette Biro podcast. I am so thrilled to have you guys here joining in as we dive into the world of expanding consciousness. I am a medium, a channeler, and this podcast is an outlet for me to share messages from the Ascended Masters to light beings to archangels and more. And especially, I love sharing the messages from other people on this planet who are exploring consciousness for themselves and willing to share their experiences so that we can all learn, because no experience is the same. So thanks for joining the show. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome everyone to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you all here. And I am very, very excited to introduce my guest. Medium Courtney Dawson is here, and she is going to share some of her story, some of her experience as a medium, and so much more. We're just going to dive into a fabulous conversation. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Jeanette. It's really great to connect with you.
Yeah, I'm happy to have you here and like shop talk mediumship.
Let's do it.
Yeah. So let's kind of start at the beginning. Can you share a little bit about how you discovered your gifts? Because I know for many mediums, there are so many ways it comes about. Some it's ease and grace. Some it's terror. Some they stumble onto it. So what was your story? How did it start?
Well, I've actually been seeing the spirit world since I was maybe two. And I didn't know that what I was actually experiencing was mediumship. I never even really understood that until I was 30. So I was having all of these encounters with the world of spirit, growing up in a Christian home, would be sharing this information with my parents, but they didn't understand. Based on their religion, the doctrine, the creed, all of that, they were not open to, I shouldn't say they weren't open, but they didn't have the understanding nor the support from the church to kind of explore what I was going through. Excuse me. And my mom had said that she'd actually talked to one of her friends that was also an elder in the church and said, hey, Courtney's having these experiences. Like, I don't know what to do for her. And she had said, well, she's definitely seeing into the spiritual realm, but just pray for her. That's it. Right.
Yeah.
And bless my mom's heart. She did try, but she didn't know, and she didn't have the support. And we're going back like 40 years ago. So anybody that was doing this sort of thing, as far as communicating with the world of spirit, it was less mainstream than it is now. I mean, back in the early 80s, there were, of course, mediums, but it was harder to find them. And of course, my mom growing up in a home where this wasn't talked about, like, where do you start looking? There was no internet back then, right?
Yes.
So they're kind of lost. My mom did the best she could to support me. She definitely believed I was having these experiences. She just didn't know what to do. And we still talk about that today. And it wasn't until I was 30 and went through a divorce that I just had this incredible awakening where I could no longer suppress my abilities. I couldn't pretend any longer that they weren't happening. I had to find out something. I needed to get real answers because I haven't been able to get them for, like, you know, at that point, almost 30 years. So I went on this journey of self-discovery, and I ended up coming in contact with a lady who did Reiki. And at that point in time, I didn't know anything about Reiki, but my friend introduced me to her, and I trust my friends. So I went for a session, and I was like, holy crap. Like, it blew me away. It was incredible. And I was having like these incredible experiences during the session. I was like, what is going down? Right. And it ended up doing something within me where it was part of an awakening, but the awakening honestly lasted like 3 years. I'll say that. It was definitely challenging because all of those abilities I tried to suppress, Jeanette, they came back like full force. And I didn't know what to do. So I was hearing spirit. I was seeing them. And that actually freaked me out because that was what I was experiencing when I was a kid, actually my whole life. I was seeing them like 3D solid. And at the time, I didn't know that they were so-called dead people. And people that listen to my podcast or students at my school, I always say, they're not dead. They're just people with no bodies, right? But at that point in time, I really was like, I didn't know. I had no idea. But I knew that I was seeing something that other people weren't. So I didn't have the language, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it kind of scared the shit out of me, to be honest. It really did. I didn't know what to do. And long story short, fast forward, I was having all of these experiences. I was channeling what I was getting. Didn't know it was actually channeling, but I had all of these ring coil little notebooks and was recording everything I was getting. I was always very psychic as a child. I was always very in tune to my psychic abilities, the mediumship. I was like, oh, I can't even handle that. But fast forward, like 3 years later, I had a friend whose brother passed away tragically, unexpectedly. It was devastating. And I had actually been a live-in babysitter for him when I was a teenager. So it was very, very difficult. And they ended up telling me when I was over at their house for dinner that they went to the spiritualist church close to where we live. And there was mediums on a stage giving messages. And they got a message from their brother. I'm like, what are you doing?
Right.
Are you guys like going to summon some stuff? Are you guys going to open doors and like some scary stuff's going to happen that you can't close the door? Like I had all of these fears, but then I heard a voice clear as day, Jeanette, I promise you, and said, you need to go check this place out. As they're talking to me, I'm hearing this voice. I'm like, I can't, I was just like paralyzed. I'm like, I don't know how to ask them what's the name of this place. So too scared to ask. I tried to suppress it, but that voice kept getting louder and louder and louder. So long story short, 9 months later, I ended up finding the place, thank God for Google. And I went there for a message night. So for those of your listeners that don't know what a message night is, in the spiritualist church, they will have a demonstration of mediumship. They might do it weekly, monthly, whatever. And so this place did it monthly. And I went with a girlfriend. And while I was waiting for her, there was this mom and this daughter walking across the street, living people. And then following behind was this spirit, this man. And I knew he was a spirit. At that point, I could put two and two together. And I could see him clear as day. But then there was like this like mist around him, almost like he was in the clouds, like a sunny day, blue sky, white clouds. And he's like, you can see me. And I said, what? Yeah. Yeah. What? And he's like, that's my daughter. That's my granddaughter. I need you to give a message. I'm freaking out. I've never given a message in my life. Are you kidding me? Right. And so this incredible evening, my friend showed up. She ended up showing up and I was just like freaking out, like, oh my God. So we go inside. There's the demonstration of mediumship. These two people are like a couple of rows ahead of me. I'm watching the medium do this demonstration and she was doing spirit art, which was incredible. So she channeled these spirits like 5 days before the event and then had the portraits. Anyways, somehow she had channeled them before the event. She's giving messages, was able to correlate the message with the portrait. I was blown
amazing.
Away. It was incredible, incredible, Jeanette. I was like, holy shit, this is like trippy, right? So this gentleman says to me, there's a photo of me up there, but they're not going to get a message from me tonight. You're the one that's going to give it. Excuse me? Uh-uh. Like, that's not going down.
Yeah.
Okay? And then what was trippy is where on the platform, there's the medium and she's at a podium and behind her, I could see spirits coming out of the wall. I kid you not. Mm-hmm. They were solid and they were lined up waiting their turn for their messages. Well, I ended up finding out that was a portal where the spirits would come through. And I actually thought I was hallucinating. I checked to see if somebody put something in my water because I was like, what is going down? Long story short, the evening concludes and this guy's still talking to me. My friend's like, what is wrong with you? I said, dude, there's a spirit guy talking to me and he wants me to give a message to these two people. She's like, what? What do you mean? Because I hadn't told nobody, right? I didn't even tell my husband. And we've been together at that point, like 5 years. So long story short, we go and we're leaving. And I said to him, if they cross the street with me, then yeah, I'll give the message. I didn't even know what that meant. So I cross the street, they're following. And I said, buddy, I can't do that. If they park, and I just thought this will never happen. If they park beside me, I'll give the message. Sure as heck, they parked beside me, same make, model, and color of the car. And she pressed the little key, automatic
key fob thing.
Key fob, yeah. And the light went on. I'm like, oh, dear God. So I gave them the I asked for permission. I said, hi, you were in there, blah, blah, blah. I'm so sorry to trouble you. Would you be open to hearing a message? She's like, yeah. I said, would you understand your dad to be in spirit? She said, yeah. And I said, he told me that's who you came for, a message from. She goes, yeah. I'm like, okay, he's told me there's a portrait in there, one of the sketches. Go get it and I'll wait for you. She's like, really? I said, yeah, sure enough. That was the last one there. And I gave them the message. And he was so specific, like, it was incredible. My friend's jaw is like down to her chest. She's like, what are you doing? And from that minute on, it just completely changed my life. And then I ended up going to the Spiritualist Church, became ordained, and have spent the last 10 years developing my mediumship. That was incredible. That was the spirit world showing me the potential within me and my mediumship development. Like, Courtney, you have this ability. This is why you've had all of these experiences. Now you just need to understand them and then develop them and manage them. And so I went back. That was on a Thursday. I went back on the Sunday because they had a divine service. And I just said, y'all, God, I need some help. I got all these spirits bugging me, talking to me, and it's too much. I need some help. And I ended up getting a mentor, finding a mentor there, and sat with her for 7 years in a circle and trained and began to teach in the churches, you know, the local spiritual churches. It was incredible because, you know, it was scary. Like, honestly, Jeanette, I had so much fear. And a lot of people in the early stages of development, or pre-development, as I call it, they have so much fear. And that fear is like, comes from usually a couple sources. One, a lack of experience and a lack of understanding. Two, like religious influence. Three, you know, opinions of others or others' opinions, right? Family, friends, coworkers, all of that. Like for me, when I went through my divorce, I was petrified my ex was going to find out, because at that time, my kids, I think, were like 6 and 7, or like 7 and 8, somewhere around there. And it was not a good divorce at all. And I was actually truthfully fearful of, like, he's going to find out, think I've lost the plot, and what's going to happen to my kids? Like, that was a legit fear. Yeah. And I've taught dozens and dozens of students. And it's interesting because there's certain commonalities in some of the fears. And it's like, I'm so grateful that we're in 2024 where we don't have to worry about, you know, like some of the ladies, beautiful, beautiful souls, you know, even a couple hundred years ago, imprisoned, burned at the stake. Yeah. Like, we can actually use these beautiful gifts of healing to help others. And there's more support that's accessible now. And I love that we can have these really transparent conversations, because it allows other people to feel really seen and validated in their own experiences, but also allowing there to be this supportive community, because there's a lot of people that don't have that. And that is so sad. I mean, for myself, I didn't have support for years, and that can help people through those awakenings, you know. And I believe we can have more than one awakening, and I've had several. And you go through these times and it's like, you need those people to hook into, in the sense that that support is there. You can just kind of vent, you can get bounce ideas and feedback off these people, and, you know, get some guidance along the way too.
Absolutely. You know, I love your story, because there are so many similar pieces to mine, like just experiences, spirit talking through you, and you're like, what are you doing? What is this? I don't understand. The fear, the kind of being pushed out of your element. Like, and I love that. Like, that's why I'm so glad you shared your story, because I agree too. I think there are so many more people experiencing these things. And I love how you said we're lucky it is 2024, because we are, and we can talk about this. So I think you sharing your story and the way you continue to in your teaching is so valuable at this time. So moving forward, you are an evidential medium. So if you could start by explaining that specific term for people, and then explain how mediumship, now that you understand it, how does it work through you? Like, do you see, hear, feel all of them, channel? I'd love to know your take on all of that.
Yeah. So evident, there's different types of mediumship. Evidential mediumship is when we're working with the world of spirit to bring through pieces of evidence that defy logic. What does that mean? You can't Google that information, right? So that information is to help identify who the spirit communicator is, how they're connected to the recipient, and any other relevant information that validates the soul continues to exist beyond bodily death. Beautiful. Really, that's what it is. So we don't use vague terms. You know, for example, if I were giving a reading, I wouldn't say, I've got a mother figure here who passed from a heart attack. That's too vague. Number one, mother figure, is that an aunt? Is that a grandmother? Is that a mother? Which side of the family is she on? Right? You want to get more, you want specificity. I don't want any of that clair vagueness in my mediumship. And my students know that too. It's like, no. If we can allow ourselves to be in that really relaxed state, we can have clear, really specific and accurate information. Yeah. And so that's what evidential mediumship is, bringing through evidence that is accurate, specific, and validates the body continues beyond bodily death. My mediumship has actually changed so much over the years, Jeanette, big time. But the last couple of years, what's really been a constant is clairsentience and clairaudience. I love the clairaudience because there's no, you don't have to kind of guess what's being said. It's so clear. You're literally just repeating what you say. But I love how the clairsentience works because you get all of the emotion. You know, I see so many people, like for myself, I was very clairvoyant for years and years, but then it was about maybe 2 years into my development. It was gone one day and I panicked. I was like, oh shit, my mediumship's gone, right? It wasn't. Spirit had said, we're actually wanting to work with you in a different way so you can become a well-rounded medium. Eventually it came back. I still get some clairvoyance, but the strongest is definitely the clairsentience, which is the clear feeling, clairaudience, which is clear hearing. Now, I don't have it objectively, I have it subjectively. So for those of the listeners that don't know, that means I can hear the voice in my head, but it's not my own voice. I can hear their voice with the tone. Like if somebody's got an accent, I can hear that. I can hear if it's a male or female. I can hear if there's a raspiness, all of that. And it's incredible. I love it. So depending on the spirit communicator too, they will decide how they want to share that information. So I've always tried to just be open to however spirit wants to work with me. So if they want to use those two clairs, perfect. But I'm also definitely available and have worked quite successfully with, you know, the clairgustance, the clairalliance, the clairvoyance. There's all these different clairs, and really what it is, it's the language of spirit, right? And so like we have our five senses, well, spirit can work with us in that same way where we perceive the information just like we would normally, except it's going through the psychic senses, not our physical senses.
Yeah. Beautiful. So you can totally tell you teach because you're so clear in your explanations. It's fabulous. I think people are going to get so much from this podcast. Okay. So what would you say then is one of the biggest misconceptions about mediumship through all your years of doing readings and learning and talking and teaching people? What are some like core misconceptions?
Number one, that it's dangerous.
Yeah. Isn't that right? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And I mean, that was one of the biggest things, Jeanette, that kept me from developing my mediumship. I thought it was dangerous. You know, I thought I was summoning demons. And that sounds like extreme, but that's actually how I was raised. We were told if we ever saw a departed loved one, that it was actually a familiar spirit. And in Christianity, they talk about familiar spirits. And so it is a demon that is disguising themselves as a loved one for malevolent purposes to basically kind of, I don't know, get your soul, something weird. That's not been the case for me, right? I have had some negative energies. I won't lie. I've definitely encountered some of that. It's been very interesting, but I don't get that in my mediumship. Outside of mediumship, I've had all kinds of crazy, you know, incidences. And then the second one is that you have to be quote unquote born a medium. And I just think that is such nonsense. And when I was at the Arthur Findlay College for the second time this past fall, I was outside in between classes having tea with a bunch of people. And this lady who was in another class, but she overheard the conversation, she came walking in and chimed in on the conversation, and which is totally fine, but she got like, she got weird, totally weird. So the conversation was, are mediums born or made, right? It's this big debate, you know, especially in the UK. And I said, well, I believe everybody has the ability to develop mediumship. She argued, she got really pissed off. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Why are you so mad? That's so weird to me. It's so ego. You know what I mean? And I said, well, I don't believe that. I have taught with my online school. I've taught through the spiritualist churches. I've taught people that have never heard of mediumship. never even discovered it until after the passing of a loved one. And I've shown them how to actually connect with spirit. So no, that doesn't work for me. That doesn't resonate for me. So I'll never teach people out of a book. I have tons of books like behind me. I've got hundreds of books because I had to read a ton in my ministry training.
Okay.
When I got ordained. So I have that book knowledge, which is a good reference point. But then I really feel like your practical lived experiences give you the knowledge. You know what I mean? Yeah. And so, yeah, I believe everybody can develop mediumship to varying degrees. Like somebody can learn to cook, right? Everybody can cook to some degree, right? But not everybody's going to become a culinary chef.
Yeah.
Everybody can learn to play a musical instrument, but they may not become a musical professional or go in a band. Same idea, right? And I just think that's absolutely crazy. And then another one is there's a lot of fear around people opening up their abilities. Oh, you got to be careful. If you open up, you won't be able to close that door and spirit's going to bug you forever. You know, it's you're just going to be inundated with spirit channeling through you. That's not the case. You have to be disciplined in your development. You need to be disciplined in your mediumship. Set boundaries with yourself, the living, and the spirit people, right? I always say, honey, I'm not 7-Eleven. I ain't open 24/7, okay? This is when I'm working. This is when I'm not. And that's it. And I don't have spirit bugging me. They're not intrusive. And I get a lot of students that have had an awakening, spirits bombarding them. And I go, well, what are you doing for boundaries? What? Mm-hmm. What do you mean? I said, well, just because they don't have a body doesn't mean that they just get a free-for-all. It's so weird. And so I really try to normalize mediumship and afterlife communication because they're still people. They just don't have bodies, right? And so if we look at it that way, you would not let some stranger just come in your house, hang out on your couch, bugging you in the middle of the night. So because they're a spirit person, they get a free pass. It's so asinine to me. I just don't get it. So I'm like, no, we got to like think about this normally, logically, right? Yeah. But that's not the case. If you set boundaries and you're disciplined in your mediumship, you're not going to have issues with that at all.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? I remember that very key lesson many moons ago when I was sitting in circle and one of my mentors said the exact same thing. They're like, well, I'm like, they show up at nighttime and I don't like when they're at the end of my bed and I don't like the little boy in the corner with the basketball and I don't, you know, and they're like, you know, you can set boundaries. And I remember I was like, really? Like I didn't know. And it is one of the most important pieces. So I love that you brought it up because it is very logical. And I love your description of not letting just some random person in your house, the same thing goes. So I think that's such a beautiful, beautiful message. So considering you've been doing this for so long, do you have any, like we all have that handful or one or two really significant experiences that stand out, either they're really funny or they were just so profound in the clarity. Do you have any really profound experiences that you want to share?
I have several. So I'm just going to kind of, you know, whatever comes to my mind. So about maybe 4 years ago, I was on the platform at the Spiritualist Church doing a demonstration of mediumship. I was the medium for the message night. And there was a family that I knew well. And I knew that the lady's grandfather and this lady beside her, her father was in spirit. I knew that. That was knowledge I had beforehand. And I had met him. Very nice gentleman. So I try not to go to people that I know when I'm on the platform, but spirit was so insistent. So anyways, I said to the lady, may I come to you? She goes, yeah, sure. And then I became aware of grandfather and described him and brought through some pieces of evidence that I hadn't brought through before. That's kind of my thing. If you're coming through, you got to bring through something different, right? Mm-hmm. And then he said, she's pregnant. I go, what? So I'm very mindful about being on the platform and what I share too, especially in the spiritualist churches. We don't do predictions. I actually don't do predictions in my mediumship. That's another topic for another day, but I don't. And so I said, honey, he's saying there's a new bundle of joy on the way. And she looks at her family. She goes, what? And I said, and he keeps showing me the number 3. And I felt like it was like 3 days or 3 weeks. I couldn't, at the point, I just couldn't decipher. She messages me on Facebook Messenger 3 days later and she found out she was pregnant. So that was
fantastic.
So that wasn't really a prediction. It was spirit already knew, right?
Yeah.
And then I actually just did one last week when I was in the studio, a private reading. Never met the lady before. It was an online reading. And there was this gentleman that stepped forward, and it was ridiculous how accurate it was, because I was like, what? There wasn't one thing that she couldn't understand. But this lady had a name, and he brought through a nickname which wouldn't even correlate to her original name. But I heard it clairaudiently, so I knew it had to be accurate. Mm-hmm. And she goes, he's the only one that would ever call me that. And then I described the suspenders and how, what he was wearing and what he did for work. And she goes, oh my God, that's totally what he did. And there were some specific details that were of a personal nature where she's just like, oh my God, that was incredible. And then I did another reading where this was really, really interesting, because at first, the family, I'd never met them before, but they came through. They came for a reading, and their loved one came through. And there was a lot of mystery around this person's departure. It was not natural causes, and somebody else was responsible for the passing. I didn't know that until Spirit channeled it. And they said, yes, but they couldn't get information from nobody. Nobody was talking. And I don't do psychic investigations. That's not my gig. But Spirit did bring through information that I gave to them, and they were able to get the police to follow up and continue on with the investigation. So that was really cool too. It was incredible. This lady in Spirit, I've actually developed a friendship with her when her family comes through. They're still people, right? Yep. And I've read for her family now over the last maybe 5-6 years, like over half a dozen times. Easily. Yeah. And when she came, this is when I was still doing readings at my house. The family came, they're all lined up on my sofa. There's like, I think there's like 5 of them. I'm sitting in my chair, and the spirit lady, she's sitting in my sofa. And she's super comfy in my house. She's got like her legs crossed, her one leg up. I can see her socks. She's just totally chilled. And I describe the outfit, and they go, oh my God, that's exactly what she would wear. Now, I don't get hung up on clothes, but there was specificity in her clothes, mm-hmm. particularly her socks. And she had a thing with shoes, and her sister had the same pair of shoes. And she's just like, you would never know that, you know? And I did another reading last week too. Last week was incredible. But yeah. There was a lady that she came in for a reading, and she came in with a friend. Never met them. I don't know them from Adam or Eve. Like, I don't. And she comes in, and I start channeling her mom. Is your mom in spirit? Yes. And her mom starts bringing through all this information about how she passed to the spirit, how her daughter took care of her, how her daughter helped administer medication, how her daughter still had this particular scarf of hers. And I started to describe the scarf, her face dropped. She's like, oh my God. Now you think a scarf, it's not significant, but who am I to judge that? It's not my information, right? And so I gave that to her, and I started telling her things about what her mom was saying about the scarf. And she's like, that is the one piece of like tangible, like object that I have on my mom that holds so much meaning to me. And she says, and her mom had actually said first, you need to be wearing that scarf so you can feel my energy, feel my love. Cause her daughter was really suffering with grief. Mm-hmm. And what I explained to her, I said, anytime you have like fabric or jewelry, clothing, your loved one's energy signature is actually imprinted in it. So you can, which is their emanations of their soul. It's imprinted. So you can feel it. But then also it kind of sends out a mayday, mayday to the other world where they gather close. And her mom's saying, you got to do that. And she's like, you know, I still have that scarf in the back of my truck. I'm like, what do you mean? She's like, it's in the back of my truck right now. I'm like, honey, you need to go get that scarf. Right. And there's just so many pieces of information that come through. And I just go, holy smokes. And I never go, wow, Courtney, you're an incredible medium. I never, ever do that. I'll never take credit for anything that comes through, because it's not because of me.
Yeah.
There's a partnership, right? There's the other world, and then I'm the instrument. Without the spirit world, there is no mediumship. It's psychic then, right? Yep. So when people say, thank you, Courtney, and I go, you're welcome. But please like give gratitude and thanks to the spirit, because I really, really believe, Jeanette, it's their generosity and their love that allows this to even take place. And like, what an honor it really is to be a voice for the voiceless. It is such a privilege. And I always try to instill that within people too. You know, mm-hmm. We have this tendency to think that mediumship, I mean, if you just look at social media, some of it's a little crazy and some of it's down to earth and grounded, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it is this natural, beautiful communication. It heals lives and it transforms lives. It heals hearts. It heals grief. It's not a cure, but it's certainly this information that allows us to look at our lived experiences differently. It can help remove the fears that we feel about life, that we experience about life. And, you know, I was somebody that was always scared of death. Always. For why? I have no idea. And then when I began to understand and study mediumship and the philosophy of it as well, I was like, there's nothing that I need to actually fear because I'm eternal. Mm-hmm. My body's going to expire. That's a given, right? Yeah. But there's nothing at the end of the day that can ever break me, tarnish me, or hurt me. I'm going to live. So then just having that shift, having that perspective then allows you to show up as the best version of yourself and allows you to really embrace the opportunities that come your way.
Absolutely.
So there's like a bigger picture than just the messages in mediumship. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's beautiful. So moving from mediumship, from, you know, individual sessions and stuff, do you tap into your guides about kind of what's happening in the collective and the ascension of like humanity and the planet? And, you know, I'm sure you've come across many ideas and various levels of fear, of conspiracy, of truth, of, you know, I'm curious what your guides have to say about the ascension, state of the ascension of our planet and the people on it currently.
So there is a shakeup that's happening right now. That's what I've been told. And I've been feeling it since last year. And 2024 is going to be a shaker. 2025 is going to be even more intense, I've been told. And really what's happening is I keep seeing like a picture of an earthquake. And it's not like a literal earthquake. But what it's doing is it's shaking up and trying to dispel the fears and the disharmony that's happening right now. And even as we're talking, spirits actually show me images. So this is perfect. But it looks like the planet with like major cracks within it. And I just see like evil and selfishness and greed and all of that falling through the cracks. And then the earth is taking it and transmuting it and transcending it because, you know, I don't want to talk about COVID, but that was a catalyst for fear to create this blanket of disharmony and contention and, oh God, like so much. It screwed up the whole planet and people fell into it because they were out of alignment with love. And so I really feel with spirit's guidance. Okay. Thank you. They're just saying they're really wanting people to align back with love. And so all of their fears and all of their insecurities are coming to the surface to be revealed and then healed and shattered. Anything that is not love is going to be shattered and it's going to rock a lot of people. It's going to cause anxiety. It's going to cause a lot of feeling of insecurity and just being really unsettled. But that is actually an opportunity. It's not like a curse or a punishment, but it's like y'all need to wake up. You've been selfish for too long and fear has had its opportunity to reign for far too long. And it's about us really gathering together and creating this unity amongst all life, humans, animal kingdom, our planet itself, the mineral kingdom, all of that. And it's about bringing this, this oneness and interconnectedness and embodying that to raise the elevation of the planet. But at the same time, there's also, and I've actually had this over the last 5 years, but the last, I'll say year, 12 to 18 months, there has been this incredible, and I don't know, I'm a bit unsettled about it, but I'm just seeing where it goes. But there has been this influx of interdimensional beings that are also cohabitating the planet at the same time. Some people go, what? There's more in spirit people and living people? Yeah. I didn't think there was, but I've had countless experiences with them. And I call them because I don't know even what they are, to be honest. Some of them, it's telepathic. Some of it, it's, I'm just aware of their intentions, but there's like no direct communication. It's really, really interesting. But I feel like we're having to open up our mind to the reality that we're not the only living or conscious beings in this planet. Mm-hmm. And that like what we do on planet Earth has a direct impact on other dimensions and planets and vice versa.
Yeah.
And there's some major stuff that's going on right now. And I mean, I could totally go off and, you know, people think, oh, it's conspiracy theory. But honey, when I'll just say this one thing that blew my mind. So my friend and I were doing a practice session, and I don't usually do them, but her and I hang out and then we'll do readings for each other, which is cool because I never go for readings. And anyways, I ended up channeling this guide of hers, had no idea. Some kind of interdimensional being. I don't even know what you would label it. It kind of looked like an angel with like the wings, but there was no facial features and it wasn't white. It had kind of like a whitey gray color to it. I felt totally fine with it. And this being had actually talked about how there were beings from other dimensions that were directly affecting and manipulating the minds of many people in power. I'm like, okay, this is like a little crazy. This ain't up my, like, I don't get into that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm just staying in my lane, but it was so impactful. And they were even talking about like solar flares. This is language I didn't know because I don't even watch the news. I shouldn't say I don't. I'm very selective on what news I do watch that way. And I don't watch it very often because some of it is just polluted. It's just garbage, right? But they were very specific about this stuff. And they were talking about satellites being positioned over Hawaii, what was taking place, what was being put into place by these other dimensional beings that were influencing powers that be. They were talking about specific countries involved. I was like, oh my God. Anyways, I didn't realize till after it just kind of flew out. And she's like, what? And I kid you not, 8 days later, I was scrolling my phone and there was two articles in the paper about those exact same things that just came out. I'm like, stop it. Not saying, oh, there's aliens, you know, affecting these people, but the storyline that was being shared with us and channeled that day was then validated. I was like, oh my God. I think we have to be open that there's other spiritual beings beyond just our angels and guides and loved ones, and that there's interdimensional beings that, you know, I don't know. Some of them aren't all good. I'll say that. I know that. But then also some of them are just absolutely incredible. I went for a Reiki healing session, and I always have incredible sessions with my Reiki master teacher. She's awesome. And all of a sudden I'm laying down, my body starts vibrating, like just vibrating. Like if you took a tuning fork and put it in water and there's like ripples, that's how I felt. Next thing you know, I see this incredible, like avatar, looked kind of like the avatar from the movie, but a bit different. And it startled me because I was shocked. I'm like, who thinks of this stuff?
And
this being was there to help me and did an incredible healing where I was just like, all I could do was cry. There was so much like deep cellular healing taking place and there was no communication. It was just, you're safe. And I felt that. And I trust my feelings. I've got, I have good discernment. And this healing was incredible. And I thought that I needed that because I was always so judgmental about different spiritual beings, right? It's got to stay in my box. If you don't come in my box, then you got to be bad. Well, that's really the rigid thinking that I grew up in. Can't do that. Can't do that. But there's also some stuff out there. I go, I'm not dabbling with that. No, I'm good. So it's crazy right now what's going on with the planet and spirits just like be grounded, be prepared, use your spiritual protection. And, you know, people talk about spiritual protection as if it's a fear-based thing. I don't look at it that way. I look at it, Jeanette, is like I'm a energetic, sovereign being. My energy is sacred. And by using my spiritual protection, I get to say who comes into my field of power, who gets to come into my awareness. And if anything doesn't align with that, then, you know, carry on, cheerio.
Right? Absolutely. And it is that simple one aspect, like your discernment equals what you choose. And then what you choose, so will be. You might have to kind of realign it a couple times, depending on what's going on. But yeah, you said it so nice and clearly. And I also love how you brought in that greater galactic awareness that is coming in for a lot of people right now. I love that that's coming in all different kinds of ways and more people are talking about that as well, because for a long time, people didn't want to talk about that, right? And so there's this beautiful, as things are crumbling, there's also this beautiful blossoming of knowledge, information, and shifting realities as we all break down boxes, right? Our preconceived boxes of what we deem in our reality. So I love how you brought all of that up. So, I mean, I feel like I could talk to you forever and ever. There's so many stories. But if people want to get in touch with you or learn from you or all of that, where can everybody find you?
They can visit my website at mediumcourtneydawson.com. And I'm also very active on my socials, Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. My handle is at mediumcourtneydawson. And I've got a couple of freebies. So I've got a weekly newsletter called The Connected Spirit. I share all things mediumship, spirituality. There's a free oracle card reading. And you get a bunch of spiritual development tips for your mediumship that I only share within the Connected Spirit School. You get all kinds of goodies weekly. And when you sign up, you get a free PDF booklet. It's a guidebook to help you raise your vibration. Working on some more freebies. And then I've got the next round of the Ethical Mediumship Foundation course, which is a 12-week certification course. It's basically mediumship made easy. Yeah. And again, whether you have little to no experience or you're somebody who's kind of seasoned but really wants to strengthen your foundation, this course is suitable for everybody. And I bring in the theory, the practical, then you get a lot of opportunity to exercise and practice and connect with other like-minded people. So that starts in May and you can register through my website too.
Fantastic. I will have the links of all of that in the show notes or in the description box below, depending where people are listening or watching this. So I just want to thank you so much for taking some time to share your insights. It has been so beautiful listening to you, honestly. And I know I've already said it, but like so many similarities, and that's such a nice comfort too, right? Like it's nice to hear like, yeah, I understand that too. And yeah, that's similar. And that's a theme. And I just love it because it's showing the changing realities, right? How this is becoming more and more normal, quote unquote, normal, and a part of who we are and our soul's growth and expression. And so again, you really spoke so clearly and so concisely. So thank you so much for sharing your time today.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining, and do check out Courtney's stuff, and I will see you all next week. Have a good one.